This story is from God's book, the Bible, so we know that it's a true story. It really happened. God's special helper, Jonah, heard a voice one day.
Jonah, get up, go to the great city of Nineveh, and give them my message.
It was the voice of God. Jonah listened carefully to every word. God told Jonah to go to the wicked city of Nineveh and tell the people who live there to repent from their sins, to start worshiping God, and not to do wrong things anymore.
Nineveh? Why, Nineveh is a very bad place. The people are mean, and they do terrible things. Nobody there wants to hear about God. I'm sure they'll make fun of me. Even worse, they'll probably hurt me. I do not want to go to Nineveh. No.
What could Jonah do? He thought and thought. The more he thought about the wicked people in Nineveh, the more he decided he just would not go there, no matter what God said.
There is no way I'm going to Nineveh.
So Jonah disobeyed the voice of God. God told him to go east to Nineveh. But Jonah ran away as fast as he could and caught a ship that was going far away from Nineveh. In fact, it was going in the opposite direction. The ship was going west. Jonah thought he could hide from God on that ship. He went down to the very bottom of the ship, into the hold. He was exhausted. Running away from God is not easy.
I think I'm safe. God will not find me here. God thinks I've gone to Nineveh.
Then Jonah curled up, yawned deeply, and went to sleep. But God knows everything. God can see everywhere. God knew exactly what Jonah had done. God knew exactly where Jonah was. God still loved Jonah, but he was not pleased with what Jonah had done. So God sent a storm into the sea all around Jonah's ship. What a fierce and terrible storm it was. The wind howled and blew so hard that the sailors had to hang on to the ship to keep from being blown away. The waves jumped over the side of the ship and threw water everywhere. The sailors were soaked and afraid. They thought they might drown. The furious wind and the violent waves caused the ship to rock from side to side, nearly tip over. The ship creaked and groaned and sounded as if it were going to break apart. The experienced sailors had never seen such a storm. They began to cry aloud with fear. They threw things out of the ship to lighten it. Overboard went the food. Overboard went the cargo. Overboard went everything that wasn't attached to the ship. Still, the storm raged worse and worse. They could never live through a storm like this. They were sure they were going to die. About this time, the captain went down into the hold of the ship looking for heavy things to throw overboard. Then he saw Jonah, asleep. A man asleep? In a storm like this? The captain shouted,
"What are you doing asleep? Wake up and get up! We are in the middle of the worst storm I have ever seen! We are all going to die if something doesn't happen soon!"
Jonah didn't say a word. He began to wonder where the storm had come from.
Could it be that God knows where I am and sent a storm? Oh no, I could be in big trouble.
Then the sailors decided that maybe someone on board was responsible for the terrible storm that would drown them all. So they decided to cast lots. They broke off wood pieces of different sizes. Each person took a piece. And whoever chose the shortest piece was to blame for the storm.
Oh, I sure hope I don't get the shortest one.
One by one, the sailors drew the pieces. they all got pieces that were pretty long. Then it was Jonah's turn. He closed his eyes, took a deep breath, and drew a piece. Uh-oh. Jonah looked at the piece. His piece was the shortest. The sailors saw this and were angry.
So, this man who was sleeping during this fierce storm was responsible for it?
What have you done to bring this awful storm upon us?
Who are you?
What is your work?
Wait a minute. What country are you from?
What is your nationality?
Okay, I'm a Jew. I worship Jehovah, God of heaven, who made the sea and dry land. God told me to go to the wicked city of Nineveh and tell the people what he said. But I didn't want to go, so I decided to run away from God. It is my fault there is a terrible storm here.
Why did you do it? What should we do to you to stop the storm?
Throw me off the ship, and the sea will become calm again.
What?
Huh?
I know this mighty storm has come because of me.
The sailors looked into the black, angry sea. The waves were as high as mountains. They didn't want to throw anybody into that sea. They weren't murderers. So they began to row. They rowed and rowed as hard as they could to try to get the ship to shore. Nothing happened. The ship just kept rocking back and forth and tipping one way and then the other. Rowing didn't help one little bit. They began to realize that God was in charge of this storm. For some reason, the God of Jonah wanted him out of the ship and into the sea. Jonah had to go. The sailors shouted out a prayer to Jonah's God.
Oh, Jehovah, don't make us die for this man's sin!
And don't hold us responsible for his death!
It's not our fault!
You have set the storm for your own good reason!
Jonah looked into the cold, black, angry sea. What a place to have to go! The sailors picked up Jonah in their arms. And one, two, three. They heaved him overboard. Just as Jonah had said, the sea immediately became calm. Oh, the water was so cold. Jonah shivered. Jonah tried to swim, but he was too cold, too tired, and too far away from the land. Very soon he realized that he was helpless. But God had not forgotten Jonah. God still wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh, no matter what. So God sent a huge fish swimming through the depths of the sea. The enormous fish was hungry. It saw Jonah flopping and flapping about in the sea. It swam right up to Jonah, opened its gigantic jaws, and swallowed Jonah in one giant gulp. If being on a ship in a raging storm was bad for Jonah, just imagine how creepy it was to be in the stomach of a great fish. In the slimy darkness, Jonah heard strange sounds. Perhaps the fish had eaten some seaweed that got twisted around Jonah. Ugh, it was just awful.
This is it. This is what I get for not obeying God. God didn't know where I went and what I was doing. God knows everything. What can I do now inside the stinky stomach of these fish?
The first day passed slowly. It's so uncomfortable and dark in the stomach of a great fish. Another day and another long night went by.
Oh, what can I do?
Then Jonah remembered that he could pray to the God who saw everything and knew everything and could do anything. So Jonah prayed to God from the stomach of the great fish.
Oh, dear God. I am so very, very sorry. I did not obey you. I am sorry that I went in the opposite direction. and tried to run away from you. If you will please give me one more chance, I will be a good helper to you. And I will go to Nineveh and do what you had told me to do. Please help me, dear God. I will obey you.
God did hear Jonah's prayer from the stomach of the great fish. And God answered. After 3 long days and 3 long nights, God had the fish swim to shore and spit up Jonah. What a relief! After being in the darkness of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights, Jonah could see. Once again, Jonah could smell the fresh, clean air. Once again, Jonah could hear the sound of the breeze in the trees.
Oh, thank you, God.
He thanked God for taking care of him and for rescuing him from the great fish. Then God spoke to Jonah again.
Jonah, get up. Go to the great city of Nineveh and give them my message.
God gave Jonah a second chance to obey, and Jonah did obey. He got up and went straight to Nineveh.
People of Nineveh.
He walked up one street of Nineveh and down the next street, telling the people what God said.
Repent, repent of your sins.
The people of Nineveh stared at this man who looked strangely different. They listened to his every word. They were sorry and asked God for forgiveness of their sins.
And he wanted me to tell you.
They believed, and they began to worship the one true God.
And come to Jehovah God